accept. Thank you. Next item, we have two more. We'll try to be as quick as we possibly can here. 209, please.
Authorize a temporary interfund loan not to exceed $200,000 from Portland Parks and Recreation System Development Charge Fund to Pittock Parking Lot Capital Project Fund to provide interim financing for parking meter installation.
All right, we have City Treasurer Bridget O'Callaghan and City Debt Manager Matt Gurock here today. Can you give us a brief presentation? We'll get you on your way.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. For the record, my name is Patty Tighe. I'm Principal Debt Analyst in the Debt Management Division. Unfortunately, Matt Gurock and Bridget O'Callaghan have other engagements today and
thank you.
Couldn't be here, but I will
take
their place.
I'm reading old notes. I apologize.
The purpose of the legislation we're bringing to you today is to authorize an internal loan to pay startup costs of the Pittock Mansion parking project in an amount not to exceed $200,000. Given the relatively small cost of the project, conventional financing is not viewed as a viable financing option. So Treasury and Debt Management are recommending that an interfund loan to finance the proposed project be put in place with city resources as the funding source. The Parks Director and the City Attorney have approved the use of the Parks System Development Charge Fund as a temporary funding source for the parking project, with the understanding that the funds will be fully repaid with interest no later than June 30, 2024. The interfund loan interest will accrue at the city's investment portfolio rate and will result in no lost earnings to the System Development Charge Fund. It's expected that the interfund loan in the Pittock Mansion parking project expenditures will be included as part of the fiscal 2019-20 spring budget monitoring process. So with that, I'll be happy to answer questions. I've got Victor here to answer questions on the specific project.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Is the Pittock Mansion a commercially sound investment today?
Victor Sanders with Portland Parks, just for the record. I don't have that information for you. Right now, Pittock Mansion is managed by Pittock Mansion Society, one of our nonprofit partners, and so they collect the revenue for that facility.
So who's going to collect the parking revenue if we put parking meters in, and why are we doing that?
Yeah, so let me step back a little bit. This project began in early 2019 under Commissioner Fish. We started to look at different park sites that were having serious issues with traffic and access issues. Pittock Mansion Society approached us at that time and indicated that they had done some studies to show that in 2009, about 150,000 people visited the mansion and the grounds, and today it's about 300,000. So that's double the number of folks that have been at Pittock Acres Park and Pittock Mansion in just 10 years. So they were experiencing a lot of significant public safety and traffic and congestion issues inside the park facility. So under Commissioner Fish, we approached the society and said, let's work together on this problem, and worked with the neighborhood, the Hillside Neighborhood Association, and the Hillside neighbors to help develop a solution. So over the last few months, what we've been doing is working with those neighbors and the society to help come up with a long-term solution to help create a sustainable trajectory for the park itself. The funds that will be raised for the parking project would stay 100% inside the park, similar to what we do inside Washington Park, where all of the money is reinvested back into the backlog that we have inside the park right now. There's about 14 capital projects that are waiting for funding, which represent about $3.6 million in overall investment that needs to be made. Primarily, many of those are access-related: roads, sidewalks, parking areas, lighting. So what we're looking to do with this project is advance the parking action plan. And so Parks would collect that revenue, and it would stay with Parks in order to reinvest it using those capital investments and shorter-term maintenance, seasonal maintenance, and ranger coverage inside the park.
And how do we benefit from owning the Pittock Mansion and not actually owning the Pittock Mansion, right?
Yeah. I think that's a great question that I can come back to you with more information on about what that looks like. Pittock Mansion has a really rich history inside the city back in the 60s before when it was going to be sold and actually demolished. And folks came together and formed that society in order to gather funds to maintain it. So the city did manage it at the time in partnership with the society. And then I think just in the last 10 years, we actually gave it completely over to the society to manage. So they take that revenue for entrance fees and manage it entirely themselves.
I think this is a deeper conversation, and it won't be answered today, but I'm always challenged by these partnerships where they keep all the money, and then we do all the maintenance, and we... these are things that make me go, hmm.
Actually, we don't do all the maintenance. So they have been, they've in the foundation has invested a lot of money. We have supplemented that, for instance, when the balconies and the roof were needed repairs, so we did subsidize that. But in terms of this item that's on the agenda, and for the most part, they are financially responsible, so it means that we don't have city staff that we have to pay taking care of this historic resource. We have non-profit doing that. But for this particular item about the parking lot, back when I had parks, this was identified as a problem because we have a challenge in that people who are going to run on the Wildwood Trail park at Pittock Mansion, they don't go to Pittock Mansion, so there are no entrance fees. Mm-hmm. And when people are wanting to go to Pittock Mansion, particularly for functions, weddings, it's quite popular for that kind of thing, and there's a small rose garden, plus the view is
spectacular,
right. And I'm happy to have it as a city resources. There's nowhere for them to park. So it's actually a parking management tool to add the meters, as well as adding some revenue for Washington Park, which still needs a lot of additional funding.
All right, great. Any further questions? Any public testimony?
One person signed up, but they've left.
Okay. All right, this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you for your good work on
this.
Thank you. Next and last item, 210, please.
Approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for Brookland, located at 4245 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue.
Dory Van Bockel, welcome, and thank you.